The job of getting at the truth has never been more difficult. Facets of federal government have isolated themselves from the public they serve. They covet and withhold public information that we as citizens own. They bully and threaten access of journalists who do their jobs, news organizations that publish stories they don't like, and whistleblowers who dare to tell the truth. When I reported on factual contradictions in the administration's accounts regarding Fast and Furious, pushback included a frenzied campaign with White House officials trying to chill the reporting by calling and emailing my superiors and colleagues, using surrogate bloggers to advance false claims. One White House official got so mad he angrily cussed me out. The Justice Department used its authority over building security to handpick reporters allowed to attend a Fast and Furious briefing, refusing to clear me into the public Justice Department building. Advocates had to file a lawsuit to obtain public information about Fast and Furious improperly withheld under executive privilege. Documents recently released show emails in which taxpayer-paid White House and Justice Department press officials complained that I was out of control and vowed to call my bosses to try to stop my reporting. Let me emphasize that my reporting was factually indisputable. Government officials weren't angry because I was doing my job poorly. They were panicked because I was doing my job well. Many journalists have provided their own accounts. The White House made good on its threat to punish C-SPAN after C-SPAN dared to defy a White House demand to delay airing a potentially embarrassing interview with the president. 50 news organizations, including CBS and The Washington Post, wrote the White House objecting to unprecedented restrictions on the press that raised constitutional concerns. A New York Times photographer likened the White House practices in some cases to the Soviet news agency TASS. Former Washington Post executive editor Len Downey called the Obama war on leaks by far the most aggressive he's seen since Nixon. David Sanger of the New York Times called this the most closed control freak administration he's ever covered. New York Times public editor Margaret Sullivan said, it's the administration of unprecedented secrecy and unprecedented attacks on a free press.